everybody wants their davening to actually work. Everybody comes to a shachris, a mincha, a mariv, and he really wants those tefillahs to get straight up to Kisei HaKovod. Everybody wants his davening to really be listened to. The Chofetz Chaim says something a little bit scary. You know, imagine an instrument. I think it's the moshel that he brings. You have an instrument, a guitar, and a couple of the strings are broken. It's just not going to play the same music. It may play something. Something will come out. There will be a sound. But the music won't be sweet, because the strings are broken. Said the Chofetz Chaim, we have a beautiful mouth. We have a mouth that can come out of it Torah, chizuk to our friends, mitzvahs, chesed, so much we can accomplish with this mouth. In fact, this is the thing that actually differentiates us and the animals. An animal doesn't have a mouth to speak in. We can speak. We can use it, the most precious tool that we have, to do so much good. And the davening that comes out of it can have such an effect. But said the Chofetz Chaim, if you ruin that mouth by speaking badly against somebody else, you're breaking some of the strings. And when you break some of the strings, the music just isn't going to play as beautifully. Which means that mouth that has the koyach, has the power to utter the most beautiful tefillahs and the most beautiful shiur v'shibachos, you can take praising to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you can thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything, you can ask for whatever you want. The words won't come out clearly. It'll be fuzzled somewhere along the way. It just won't get up there. It won't play the beautiful music. Because that mouth has been the tool to destroy somebody's life, and it can do that. That's what we have to remember next time we use our mouth.